details at fandango.com/visa signature.
Now on Morning Edition, here's our Friday morning political news analysis by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Good morning, Jeff.
How are you, Wayne?
Just fine. Well, the energy question of drilling off the Virginia coast is back. There was a vote in Washington in the House that would permit that if it becomes law. And Governor McDonnell went out to a gasoline station to pump, if you'll pardon the expression, his longstanding proposal to drill offshore.
A show of sorts at both ends of Interstate 95 in Washington, of course, that vote, orchestrated in part by House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, of course, the Henrico Republican. Standing before pumps, talking about the need to do something to move forward on this drilling issue. Of course, this was a talking point for the governor during the campaign, also early days in his administration. The BP disaster in the Gulf, of course, tended to slow and sideline a lot of this. Even George Allen was weighing in yesterday as the Republican Senate candidate, not the nominee, but the likely nominee. There is a touch of populism in this, with gas prices $4 a gallon or better. And what the Republicans, I suspect, are trying to do is much like Howard Beale, the craze and network anchorman on the great Paddy Chayefsky film. They want to make it clear that they, like consumers, like drivers, are mad as hell, if I may use that word, and not going to take it anymore when it comes to fuel prices. And it's certainly fuel prices coupled with continuing economic concerns. Despite that job report, the Republicans feel that they have a fairly potent message going forward. Of course, they need to find a candidate first.
Governor McDonnell exercised his line item veto power on the state budget. A single item, and the veto will cut state funding for public broadcasting.
Yes, and this is a reminder, an important reminder, of the sweeping power of Virginia's governor to go into the budget and very surgically remove spending proposals that he deems offensive. To fly spec spending, if you will. By the way, this is a power that was conferred to the president of the Confederacy 150 years ago. One goes back and reads the Confederate Constitution. And the United States Supreme Court rejected the idea of an American president having this particular power. What makes this exercise of power on Bob McDonnell's part so interesting and I think annoying, particularly to Democrats, is that he is acting at a time when there is nothing the General Assembly can do but really kind of suck it up. The legislature won't be back in Richmond and to handle matters of the budget until next January, so this hit stands.
And U.S. Senator Mark Warner, a member of that so-called Gang of Six in the U.S. Senate, and that's kind of a slang term, but not meant irreverently. That group is still trying to find a bipartisan compromise on cutting the U.S. Deficit and debt, and hopefully that mechanism will be the way through all this in Washington. What's the prospect now?
That certainly has been the hope of Warner et al.
Mm-hmm.
Still no plan. It was expected around May 1st. Here it is, May 6th. One hears that there's still a lot of toing and froing within the gang over some of the important details, not just, you know, who would pay what, but how the Senate would consider this proposal. And, of course, this is taking place at the time that Eric Cantor is joining those deficit talks. They're headed by Vice President Biden, and Cantor himself has his hands full. The Republicans in the House appear to be retreating on doing anything about Medicare and Medicaid, though Cantor argues otherwise. It's quite clear, however, that the Republicans don't want to anger seniors who voted Republican en masse last year.
We have just under 2 minutes to go, let's say about a minute and 40 seconds. It's been a long time since a member or former member of the Virginia legislature has been on trial for extortion and bribery, but such a trial is in progress.
Phil Hamilton from Newport News, a Republican. He was in line to become chairman of the Appropriations Committee, the number two member. He is standing trial in a jobs for public funding scandal that he secured the dollars for a program, a teacher education program at Old Dominion in Norfolk, in return for a job. There's been some fairly devastating testimony in the opening days of the trial. Of course, the government gets to make its case first, but we'll be hearing from the defense as well, and they will be indicating, or it will be indicating, the holes in the prosecution's story, that at least it sees, and that Hamilton himself will be testifying early next week.
Okay. Under 30 seconds to talk about the retirement of Delegate Harvey Morgan.
Yes, Harvey Morgan, the chairman at various times of the Business and Environmental Committee, a moderate Republican, a true rarity, pro-environment, anti-payday lending. He carried the bill to open the state to payday lenders. He says he regrets it. This is after 32 years, but also during redistricting, which seems to be accelerating the pace of departures. Now six plus delegates are quitting, and two senators so far.
Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.